You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a very special edition of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Vic.
And that's right, Vic Moss is here. As you guys remember, Vic Moss is our photography instructor, award-winning photographer, and part owner here at Drone U Elite, or here at Drone U, also a Drone U Elite member. But guys, today's show will not have a sponsor, as this potentially could be the most controversial episode of Ask Drone U. So grab your popcorn, get your sodas, and put on your seatbelt, because this is going to be one show that you could love or you could hate. It just depends. So what are we talking about? Well, Vic went ahead and he put in a FOIA request. What is a FOIA request, Vic?
Freedom of Information Act request.
And this is essentially the whole, we live in America, we deserve the right to know what's going on behind the scenes with our government, yep. And this is how we find out that information, right?
Correct.
So Vic put in a FOIA request for the number of FAA enforcement actions against illegal drone pilots.
Under 107 rules.
Under 107 rules. But if you actually go into the details, this predates 107 because it's 18 months. It starts at July 1st, 2016.
Correct.
So now, guys, just want to also say that this show is being video recorded. A screenshot of the document that we actually were provided from the Federal Aviation Administration is going to be in the video version, and you can take a look at it yourself. You can go through it and just see everything that we're looking at, because, again, this is going to be one crazy episode, Vic.
This we actually sat in the boardroom and debated whether or not we really even wanted to do this. It was kind of an interesting conversation.
And I will say this is probably the most nervous that I have been since we started recording the show, which was quite a long time ago. We're almost to 750 episodes. This is number 747. And even ironic that it's episode 747, like the Boeing 747.
Which that they're retiring.
They just retired. So
that doesn't bode well for us. This could be a really controversial.
Yeah, but anyway, I think it's important, Vic, that we talk about why we're doing this show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And why are we doing this show?
We are doing this show
to give you the information. Mm-hmm. To give you our point of view, to showcase some additional points that augment this information, mm-hmm. that may sway your opinion about the impact of this information. And it's really to start a debate, right?
It's to start a debate within the community, get the FAA in on it. You know, maybe this will be talked about at the FAA office when this comes out.
And I think it's also important to discuss, we are all human. There are multiple divisions of the FAA, of the NTSB, mm-hmm. Of the FBI, and those divisions are made up of people,
right.
Human beings, all right? And just like FISDO, I believe that the impact that if more FISDO representatives and inspectors listen to this show, it could spark a reaction, mm-hmm. that has a very different overall impact than this particular piece of information.
I think so. I really think it will.
And I hope it does.
Oh, I hope it really does, because it's been, you and I have talked about it. People in the community have talked about it. We want enforcement and we want it public. And I think the more enforcement and the more public it is, the more compliance there will be.
Publicity equates to compliance.
Absolutely.
I agree. I think that we've all been wanting some compliance, mm-hmm. because we're like, hey, why are we putting all this time and money into part 107 if, you can't enforce against compliance? Because as you know, society ultimately runs the country. It's it's not really the government. And I think that was actually evident this weekend in our training, that even though we were in the right places where we could fly, some guy decided he needed to call the police and waste 2 hours of their time and send them out there, even though we had the right to fly. And ultimately, we let the police fly. It was great.
That was fun. And then the police flew in their helicopter.
That
was not so much fun.
Which was really scary.
But awesome. But cool.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's talk about this.
Let's get into the
nitty gritty.
Oh, yeah. Let's
play horror music now. Cue horror music. Okay. All right, Vic. How many completed enforcement actions are there?
Since the beginning of 107.
No, this predates 107. Well, this is July 1st, 2016.
FOIA predates 107. Mm-hmm. The first, and I checked this as we were talking, the first report was on the 2nd of, was on 9-2-2-16.
Okay.
So, but we have millions and millions of flights, millions and millions of drones. We've had two. TW0.
There have been, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there have been two enforcements.
Not
now,
20.
Here's the thing. Before you let that sink in, there's a flip side to this argument. Before we go into these two enforcements, what they were for, how much they cost, the whole nine yards, there's a flip side to this. There are over 8 million drones in the United States mm-hmm. right now. There has only been one confirmed crash with manned aviation. One confirmed. There have been a couple, I think it's less than five, crashes that had any injury on people.
Right.
So, even though the number of enforcements is low, the number of crashes is low as well. What does that indicate?
I think it's overall safe.
That drones are overall pretty damn safe.
Pretty darn, and most pilots, I think. I think that's a good barometer of the quality of pilots and operators we have in the United States.
I agree. So let's talk about these two enforcements. So
yes.
One of them was for $2,940. Mm-hmm. The other one was for $1,300.
Correct.
Now, you may be thinking, well, the $2,900 one must be for more rules broken. That's in question at the moment as we don't have a complete view. That is correct. It is not listed for one of the two enforcements. The $2,940 enforcement action simply states, and I quote, hazardous air navigation.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
But the other one for $1,300 actually lists each broken rule. I'm just going to go through this really quick. Now, remember, oh, by the way, would you pull up 91203A? Which remember, this is $1,300 for all of them combined. All right. So the rules broken, 107.12A, 107.12B, 107.13. 107.19 Charlie, 107.19 Delta, 107.23 Alpha, 107.39, 107.41, 107.47, 107.49A, 107.49 Delta, and 107.65. Now, if you're not familiar with 107 and you don't have the Drone Pilot Field Kit out with you to look all these up, which you can still download that at dronepilotfieldkit.com. That is the failure to have a requirement for a certificate, a failure of drone registration, which remember, if you're a commercial pilot, you have always needed registration. They had a hazard to other people, aircraft, or property. They were 107.23 is for careless and reckless flight. 107.39, what is that, Vic?
That is operations over human beings.
So he was flying over people.
Over people. There's your first violation for that.
What is 107.41?
107.41 is our ever-popular airspace authorization number, so that's flying in restricted airspace.
So he's flying in restricted airspace over people.
Mm-hmm.
What's 107.47?
The NOTAM requirement.
So he was flying when there was a NOTAM for hazardous operations in the air to begin with. Mm-hmm. In restricted airspace.
Over people.
Over people.
A gas-powered aircraft. We just figured that out. Because 91203 civil aircraft certifications required, and all it talks about is fuel tanks. Fuel venting, fuel tanks, airworthiness.
It's B.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. Airworthiness.
No, that's not right. It was A. 91203A.
No person shall operate a civil aircraft unless it has appropriate airworthiness certificate. So I was incorrect.
So maybe the drone was outside of the Part 107 operations?
Or it's a home built.
Interesting. Okay.
So.
So now here's the real kicker. So mm-hmm. he's flying over people. He's flying in restricted airspace. Flying during a NOTAM. 107.49 Delta. You know what that has to do with? And having enough available power for the flight itself. So this guy is running out of battery.
We had fun, speculating on that one.
Yeah, so what we're about to say is all speculation. Then we'll go back to the real talk. So he's flying over people in restricted airspace during a NOTAM, has a failure to assess risk, he's flying carelessly, recklessly, and doesn't have enough power to finish the flight.
Yep, that's what I get out of it.
That sounds like one desperate shot he's trying to go after.
Yep.
I hope it was a good shot.
It better have been a really good shot. It better have been at least worth $1,300.
Yes. Okay. Let's go back to the real talk now. All right. So the $2,940 enforcement was for what? We don't know. All it says is hazardous air navigation, which I would think that it's something worse than.
I'm thinking either that or they didn't lawyer up.
That's true. Yeah, all the lawyers out there are going to be hearing this, being like, "Wow, the power of lawyers really goes to show that."
Yeah, we should get a lawyer for a sponsor.
Yeah, Jeff,
aviation
John,
attorney. There you go.
Hello, you know who you are. Anyway, so okay, with so few enforcements against illegal drone pilots, do you think the 107 still has value?
I do, personally. I think a lot of people are going to think it's not, and they're going to think of it and go, why? But I think we have some good arguments.
So one of those arguments, if I may, is that just like manned aviation, the Federal Aviation Administration are not the true regulators of the industry. Do you know who is? You want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess, since my wife's in the industry, insurance.
Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
Yep.
$500 goes to you, Mr. Vic Moss.
I could use that. I get fined. There
Don't
you
forget
go.
Your owner's check is probably in my
office.
Yeah,
that's true.
Anyway, I believe insurance is the true regulator, just like in manned aviation. Here's why. If you use Verifly, if you use Transport Risk Management, if you use Global Aerospace, which Global Aerospace accounts for, I think it's like 65%.
That's a lot.
Of the whole industry as a whole. And they say very specifically in the fine print, I looked this up, if you're not following FAA guidelines and regulations, then your claim will not be paid out.
My policy is through the Hartford, and I'm one of very few who have that. And it is, yeah, regulations are, they don't list
required.
The regulations. They say you have to follow regulations.
So the regulations clearly state that you need a license to fly.
And you shouldn't fly over people.
So,
and lose your batteries.
If you don't have a certificate to fly because you think the 107 doesn't have value because of the lack of enforcement, and you go out and you crash, is insurance going to cover you? And the answer is?
No.
Wow. So if one crash, you hurt one person, business is over.
It doesn't have to be a person.
It could be a car. A cat.
Could be a car.
Someone's precious little poodle.
Well, we won't go there.
The world may be better off without the poodle.
I did not say that. Email address is.
But here's the thing. I mean, do you think enforcement actions are going to increase in number?
I hope so.
I mean, we see, what, 3 pending already?
3 pending.
So that would mean that the rate of enforcements would already increase 150%.
Correct. Correct.
But what about the rate of the cost of enforcements?
The cost to the enforcee is going up.
So by almost triple, it looks
like. Right.
So there are 3 pending enforcements, of which, well, I mean, we're getting up into the $4,600 range here. So that's almost triple is probably good.
Yep. Almost triple actually a little over triple for the $1,300 one.
So now, what's the other thing that could come out of this show? So people may be questioning the value of 107, but without insurance, they could get truly effed without saying the word.
Please don't.
Fair. That's the word I was going.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. You know what word I'm talking about.
I know.
The second thing is the FAA could hear this show and think, two enforcements. Now, you're going to see on the document that there are 18 individual line items, but 2 are closed enforcements, 3 are pending enforcements, the others are?
Let's see. We've got a warning notice and a letter of correction, and I think that's all there were.
Which isn't really too surprising, as the FAA is
that's their SOP.
Yeah, compliance philosophy, right? Now, here's the thing. FAA could hear this and say, now people are going to wonder if they need a 107. Then people may potentially fly and go wild, fly however they want, and the need for enforcement would increase naturally. Thus, by them hearing this, they say, maybe we should enforce more. And then if people feel they don't need a 107 and no enforcement, in their eyes, no enforcement action will happen, then the rate of crashes and incidents would increase while the value for 107 decreases. Then regulators would follow suit and increase regulation.
Yeah, it could be a huge snowball running down the hill.
So maybe then the lack of enforcement is actually to allow the market to grow.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I would not like to see a market grow in that direction or in that way.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to put all the available fluff out there.
Oh, yeah, it could. You know? It could. I would like to not see it, but it absolutely could.
So then could increased regulation be a good thing or a bad thing for the industry?
I think personally it'd be a horrible thing. I do not like increased I don't like increased regulation. I think we have enough. It's like more laws are going to keep you from doing things that they're already not supposed to
do. So then it would also limit the potential size of the industry as opportunities wither away.
Possibly.
Now, the other side of that argument is that with more regulation and a higher barrier to entry, that it could actually be good for drone pilots. And you may be sitting here listening to this in bed or, as some people tell me, in morning while they're, you know, taking their morning poo. Whatever, wherever you listen to the show, hey, you wouldn't believe what people have said to me.
I don't want to hear.
Do you remember Michael Jackson from Arizona? I listened to you while I'm in bed. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Or no. That was Dean Kelly. Was it either Dean?
That was Michael Jackson.
Either way, yeah. It was one of them.
Shout out to those guys, gentlemen. By the way.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Whether you listen to me in bed or taking the poo, I don't care. Either way, here's the thing: an argument was made because I called one of my dear friends. In this community, mm-hmm. He's powerful. He works for a very large manufacturer, and he says more regulation could be good,
right,
for pilots, not for manufacturers, but for pilots.
Correct.
Because with less pilots, higher barrier to entry, pilots would make more money. Keynesian economics, supply and demand, voila.
Right.
But it could also limit opportunities.
Hmm. You and I are both this way, but I'll just speak about it. But I'm not a big fan of barriers to entry.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so, we made that argument on the show.
Lots of times. But I'm a big fan of safety barriers to entry.
As it should be. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just like why construction has rules. They don't want people falling off of scaffolding and dying.
Yeah, that would suck.
No one likes
it. Ruin their day.
And their family's day, mm-hmm. and their family's day. But now here's the other thing that could happen.
Yep.
As Part 107 pilots hear this, they could cry for help in doing two different things, one of which could be an increase in self-policing. I mean, I know myself. I have made the phone call to the local FISDO a couple times because I know two things. Number one, I researched the Airman Registry to see if they had a license. And number two, I know that the FAA's compliance philosophy is just that, a compliance philosophy.
Right.
A little slap on the wrist. You're not going to really get in trouble. They correct you. As long as you don't do it, you don't get in trouble.
Right.
But if you do it again, you're going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And then if you do it a third time is when they're supposed to bring out the checkbook.
And the indictment book.
Yes.
Anyway.
If it's that egregious.
That's true. Now, if Part 107 pilots cry for help and create more of a self-policing nature in the industry, which I think it should happen either way, it could quantitate a need for more enforcements.
Mm-hmm.
If pilots are protesting for more enforcements, the FAA hears this, we hear more enforcements, it adds value to the 107.
Correct. Correct.
I mean, do you think that could be a good thing, Vic?
I think anytime you add value to the 107, it's a good thing. Almost. We talked about the barrier to entry. Absolutely. I think if we as an industry, and I don't mean, you know, we're not talking about the drone cops or the Facebook cops or that stupid little thing people do on Facebook all the time where I'm telling mommy kind of thing. I'm talking about the violations that are dangerous and that are really industry hurting. Going to the FISDO with that, if you can't, I'm a big believer in talking to the pilot first and say, hey, look, do you not know? And sometimes they don't. Most of the times they do.
When you do that, mm-hmm. do you talk to pilots like you just did in a very nice Vic manner? Or do you do the more Peter like, hey, yo, bro, what you doing? Huh? What you doing?
So I get out my driver's license. It says Vic. So yeah, I do the Vic manner.
I thought you were going to grab the little small black sandbags and beat him across the face with it.
Oh, no. No.
I'm sure the thoughts crossed your mind once or twice.
Oh, it crossed my mind. The difference is I don't do anything. I don't do it. It feels great to do it in your mind. And then you stop and think, that's a really bad idea.
I'm going to end up in jail. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so if FAA increased enforcements, you think it would you think it would create a safer environment?
Oh, 100. Anytime you enforce something that has rules, and that rules are there for a reason, for safety, if you enforce it, it's safer. I mean, if you make all these rules for safety and don't enforce it, what's the point of the rules in the first place?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I also think it'd be a great education for people who are hiring Part 107 mm-hmm. pilots that, you know, Part 107 exists. It exists for a reason. And if you don't comply, we will come after you.
Right. And there's that email that's circulating, been circulating around here for about the last 6 months where the FAA flat out said it's an $1,100 fine for the pilot and $11,000 fine for the people who knowingly hired the pilot.
That's the key word, knowingly.
Yeah. And an enforcement action on that, I didn't ask for, obviously, but I would be amazed if it was two. It's probably zero.
So the publicity enforcements would not only add value to Part 107, but potentially decrease the amount of illegal pilots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Now, let me ask you. So we just talked about companies. We just talked about pilots and enforcements against both. In these enforcements, were they against pilots or were they against companies?
Both. Mostly pilots. I think there were kind of three or four different companies that actually have enforcement actions against them.
But those were enforcement.
What
warnings.
Do they call it? Records.
Records. So let's clarify this.
Records.
There are only two completed enforcement actions.
Correct.
And we just have to be so careful in the
with
language
wording.
We use.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Vernacular is important because
two closed and three pending.
So two closed, three pending of 18 records.
Correct.
And in these records, there were how many companies?
Let's see. We got one. I think there were four. One, two, three, four, five. Because one of them is one with identity expunged. I found that one really interesting.
I did too.
But so there's five companies, including one in my own state of Colorado.
Casey. No, I'm just kidding.
We decided it wasn't Casey because it started too early.
Yeah,
too late.
We did some more investigative work.
Which is interesting. It's not on there.
Well, I think, and you know, we talked about this before mm-hmm, we went on the
exactly.
show. I think that the disconnect is that these records are only records that went from FISDO's local office
right.
to the national office.
And that's what we think.
That is our
yeah.
guess.
And if FAA, somebody would like to let us know otherwise.
Yeah, I'm not naming names right now because any FAA names that show up on this podcast, you know, are going to be on meeting minutes
right.
of the FAA
right.
in the coming weeks.
And we should, this isn't a CYA thing. This is actually, we really feel this way. There are some awesome, awesome people in the FAA. You and I talked to them.
Agreed.
It's just
of which who had notified us that there were enforcement actions, but couldn't talk about them because they're
yes.
only supposed to be public if they reach a certain threshold of civil penalties.
Correct.
But these are public. And by the way, these records did come with names.
Yes, we're
and
not showing them.
We made it a point to not give out those names.
Right.
I am not this is not V for Vendetta.
It's V for Vic.
What it is we just want to get the enforcements out there. Who did them
right.
is not important.
Although I would like to talk to the $1,300. Well, we would like to talk to and you know who you are. But if you would like to come on and talk about why it was $1,300 for 13 different, I mean, obviously they talked it down to
whose name starts with a T.
Correct. Actually, it starts with a J. But anyway, we would love to talk to you about it and find out what happened, why it happened.
So was it JT?
No, it wasn't. We want to find out what happened, and was it intentional? Was it ignorance? Was it a mistake? We don't want to call anybody out because we don't
no.
know the story.
No.
That's not why we're here.
No. So just a quick recap.
Mm-hmm.
Two enforcement actions, one for $2,940, one for $1,300. But the long and the short of it is, even if you decide to not renew your 107, which the recency exam is here in August.
Right, and we'd love to know what that is.
We would love to know if it is an exam or if you're going to treat us like every other pilot in the world and, you know, do something different, which I would hope that it's something different as your testing centers are about to be overrun. Anyway.
Oh, they're going to get slammed.
Anyway, let's keep moving forward.
Right, sorry.
If you don't have a 107 and you crash, even if you have insurance and you think you're covered, they will not pay out.
Correct.
For the simple reason that in the insurance policies, it says, if you do not follow the regulations, the claim will not be paid out.
Correct.
So there is still a lot of intrinsic value with 107.
Well, there's a huge intrinsic value with 107. We're not here to say don't get your 107 or not renew your,
Which was my big fear coming on the show.
Oh, it was.
I had to think about significantly, like, wow, two enforcements. Like, I'm sure you guys are sitting here thinking the same thing. But then I thought, okay, hold on, take a step back. Perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, maybe this is good news. Because if there are 8 million drones, which we know that there are more than that, that's just kind of a rough guess based off of published sales numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If there are 8 million drones, one confirmed manned aviation, unmanned aviation crash, less than 5 accidents involving people, that goes to show that these things are 99.9993% safe.
Correct.
Which is awesome.
I love it. And it's great. It's great data.
It is great data. On the other hand, it shows that there are not that many enforcements.
Mm-hmm. And we know there's violations. So that's the disconnect there. We know there are violations.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
seen them.
Yeah. I mean, the one we posted on the website
yeah.
or the Facebook page.
Yeah, which we...
That
yeah.
now has a 250,000 views.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's there are violations. We know it. That happens. And even a 101 violation is going to be a 107 violation because odds are if you're busting 101... Well, not odds are. Definition is if you're busting 101, you're then flying under 107. So any 101 violation is going to be 107. So we know violations are out there. It's the disconnect between the number of violations and the number of enforcements.
So isn't it if that you are not following the community guidelines of 101, then it is enforced under 107?
Yeah,
is it,
that's the dude that crashed in the CIA school.
Gotcha.
he was popped under 107.
Poor guy.
No.
Of all the people you want to be arrested
yeah.
by, not them.
Of all the places you want to crash, it's not CIA University flying off the runway at Dulles.
Although I'd love to go to that university. But anyway, what are your thoughts here, Vic? Because I am at a loss for words right now. I have tried to make the case both ways.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're here to do. I feel like good news, good journalism, good discussions, good debates, good arguments should showcase an unbiased view of both sides.
Right. And I think we have. We both have our bias because we're humans and humans have bias. But our main decision here to do this, whether or not to do it because we did debate on whether or not to do it, is we've got to get this conversation started.
I think it's important.
Inside the community and outside the community.
Yeah. It's just giving me a headache here sitting thinking about it,
I know,
to be honest.
I know. It's, and we may change our minds. After we digest this,
always,
we may go, you know what?
There's always an evolution of ideologies.
We should have said this or we should have said that.
And maybe we will.
Yeah, we'll addendum.
Maybe we'll get a new FOIA request out and it'll be like 100 records.
Well,
you know?
Only if they happened after, let's see, what's the latest date?
Because the other thing here is, too, is that this could spark more enforcements. And in all honesty, maybe I'm hoping for that.
Oh, I would love to. It has been...
Don't open your text messages there.
It's from my wife. I'm allowed. It has been a discussion of mine with people that would be able to do it is to get the enforcements out. We're not asking you to go out and enforce Bobby for flying his little drone around somewhere
little
he's not supposed to. Yeah,
or, beach Bobby
yeah,
in
exactly,
Massachusetts.
Exactly.
By the way, wasn't on here.
I know it wouldn't. Well, it's not there yet.
But some of these are pending.
I know, but it's...
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think it started much, but the egregious, bite me FAA guys that are out there, and the obviously, I don't want to pick on realtors because I won't, but the realtors who know they're not supposed to, but do it anyway.
Oh,
and I'm just using that because there's so many of them. There's a guy in Santa Fe.
And he's one of those guys, and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm a photographer. Let's pick on photographers. The photographers who are out there, which is one of the guys we think in the FOIA.
It's been verified.
We think it's been verified. He hasn't answered us yet.
I believe it's verified.
It's Vera and waiting for Fide. How does that sound? Photographers are out there that are doing it, so I don't want to pick on one particular genre of disciplines.
I agree, and you know the other thing that I'll say here is that. There is this indirect, there is this, I'm trying to think of contract law. There is an implied, that's the word I was going for.
Okay.
There is an implied lack of regulation with drones. And I give the example of Best Buy. You go into Best Buy, you buy a camera, you don't need a license to take photos and sell them. You go into Best Buy, you buy a drone, people have been buying cameras for 20 years, if not longer, probably a lot longer, but not at Best Buy.
Right.
And I think that the ideology is similar. I can just buy this and go use it.
Yep. And I think it's education, correct. And it's not, we're not just picking on Best Buy, by the way. Costco, Sam's Club, Amazon. The education side of things, I think it would really be good to have as well. But that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah. And by the way, if you guys remember the podcast we did on the 11-year-old boy, after a conversation with the FAA that I had, it is believed that there was a egregious behavior by the kid's dad.
Yeah. That's what we're hearing.
They never got back to us. Yeah. That they had.
We've said all along, it's just like it's like a highway patrolman pulls you over for a taillight that's out and you go, I'm sorry, I didn't know. We'll get it fixed. I'll go to the next town. Or in my case, license plate lights. And that was a very nice, thank you, Mr. Officer in Arizona.
Or if you go, hey, officer, F you.
Yeah,
you
then know? He's going to find every little violation
as he
that
should,
you have
because,
on your car.
I mean, I'm a human. If I was a cop and some guy was like, you're an a-ho mm-hmm. and I'm right and you're wrong, I'd be like, oh, well, let's just find out and pull the book out on you. You know what I mean?
And that's how you get 3 meals in a cot for a week. In the county popo.
Yeah. So, you know, reaction is always important in how you handle conflict resolution.
And how, whether or not you'll make the list next time.
True.
Make the next FOIA request list.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, how do you want to wrap this up? What do you think?
Oh, man.
If you were to ask the FAA to react to this publicly.
We are actually asking the FAA to react to this publicly. No, there's no if there. I think we as community of pilots and operators want this to happen. But in the meantime, what we need to do is this is we've said it twice now. Let's say it 3 times. This is a great platform to start the conversation with within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In between ourselves and publicly and hopefully nicely.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to get anywhere yelling at each other.
No. And if you can't, you know, as my dad said, as a lawyer who made Who's Who 25 years in a row, number one in his practice of law for 15 years, the moment you raise your voice, you've already lost the argument. The moment you show emotion, you've already lost the argument, whatever argument you're making. So I agree with you. Civility is important.
Hugely important.
And guys, you know, we want to hear what you think, you know, just, we're going to post this on Facebook and, you know, we want to hear what you have to say. It's going to be on YouTube. We want to hear what you have to say. Yep. And if you want to make a statement to be played on the next show, just go to askdroneu.com, upload that statement and we will for sure play it. And you know, guys, I just want to say again, thank you for the continued support. We try
Absolutely.
To deliver this podcast in the best way we could, come to in this quick time that we had.
Yeah, it was a very unplanned.
Yeah, you were coming here.
I was coming here for something else.
Yeah, to drop off footage.
Yep. So. And I driving down the road and I get an email from the FAA FOIA office. And so I texted you right away and say, podcast.
Yeah, which by the way, thank you very much, Miss Fort Worth. I'm not going to give out her name. I know
oh,
I
the
remember
lady,
it.
Yeah, the lady. Yeah, thank you for sending me that.
Oh yeah, we do appreciate mm-hmm. it. And you know, I would just say a personal statement from me to anyone in the FAA who is listening to this. I think that this goes to show that, you know, maybe there is a need for more enforcements. Maybe there is a need because perception is reality in all instances. But also, the Part 107 still holds a very valid and important value. And that is mm-hmm. that if you screw up, and you hurt someone, mm-hmm. or you damage property, or you
or just
fly where
violate.
You shouldn't.
There you go.
You know, it's not the FAA that you have to worry about. And it's funny because, you know, Mr. English from the NTSB said, you know, whenever you get in trouble in aviation, the FAA fine is just, and I will never forget this, just the icing on the cake. There are so many criminal laws that you're breaking. They're like, you know, it's the FBI that you're going to be worried about knocking on your door,
right.
Not the FAA.
Correct.
So it really is the icing on the cake. The value in the 107 is that if you screw up, you're not going to be insured. You're going to lose everything. I mean, it's just like you want to take, if you want people to comply.
You screw up without a 107.
Yeah. You screw up without a 107, excuse me. But it's like, you know, if the government wants you to do something, they're going to take away one of two things, money or liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even the government that has to do it because society will do it for them.
Yep.
If you screw up, you hit someone with a drone and you cause enough damage to ruin that person's life, if you don't think the same thing is going to happen to you where your life is ruined financially, you have something coming for you.
Yep.
And I think that that's it. And I think that, again, my heart is racing.
It is. I mean, it's just a very weird podcast. And
yeah,
we built it up and I hope it's just a weird podcast.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a follow-up because I'm dying to know how people are going to react to this.
I am
dying to know because people, I've been telling people for the last 2 months, I've got a FOIA in. And so
yeah,
here it is, folks.
Here it is, guys. So anyway, you heard it here first
yep.
on Ask Drone You. Vic, thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you, Paul.
And if people want to learn more from you, where mm-hmm. could they do that?
They can go to my website, which is mossphotography.biz, mm-hmm. spelled just like the stuff that grows on trees, mossphotography.biz.
They can also check out your class.
My classes, if you're a Dronium member, we have some photography classes. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some podcasts coming up. And it's going to be a ton of fun.
It is. Guys, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. If you would leave us a review, we would also greatly appreciate that, as we do read the reviews.
Yes, we do.
Wherever you listen to shows, whether it's on the website, whether it is on iTunes, whether it is on Stitcher. If you are using Android to listen to shows, Stitcher is what you can use. But anyway, that is going to do it for us today. Vic, thank you very much.
Thanks again.
Thank you. That is going to do it for us. As I said again, my name is Paul. You're listening to Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.